Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to With Insights. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, streaming live on the World Wide Web, on withinsightsradio.com, on the Blog Talk Radio Network. For the next 60 minutes, we will be learning about With Insights. All our friends on this show have something to share, something to give. So I want you to sit back and relax, fasten your seatbelts, and let's get ready for the ride. Good evening. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, broadcasting live here in Columbus, Ohio. Winter day. Not too cold. It's kind of nice out. I hope everybody's enjoying their day today. Hope you're enjoying Martin Luther King Day. Some people have the day off. I hope we understand the significance of what Martin Luther King Day means to the world. For kids, it probably means a day off from school. But for other people, it probably means something much more deeper, much more valuable, something more pertinent, something that has more significance. Martin Luther King was a great sage in our time. There are people who agree with his, you know, his message, and there's people who, you know, are still questioning it, and there's people who just don't get it. But that's okay. That's okay. That's the world, and that's how it is, and there's nothing we can really do as long as we work in our world, what we're going to do and how we can come across and change things. So I invite you to come into the space tonight and to come with an open mind, an open heart. And this is by invitation, so I invite you to share what's on your mind, what's on your feelings, and the things that are that move through you, all the different things. So this show is called With Insights because we believe everybody has an insight within them to share with the world. Sometimes when we do readings, we get readings from our callers, and we learn from one another. We share. One day, one moment we're the teachers, and one moment we are the student, you know. So I'm here to learn as much as from myself, from you, from everybody. We all work together in this process of healing. So I invite you. I am a Navajo medicine man, a Peruvian shaman, so my point of views are going to be a little bit more the metaphysical side of things, a little bit more spiritual, working in with different types of energies. So I invite you to, you know, sit back and relax and enjoy, and you know, share your moments with us. The call-in number is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. That is not a toll-free number, so when you do call in, you can either call in through your Skype, and it'll show up as a bunch of series of numbers, or you can use your cell phone, you know, wherever you have a kind of a data plan. But I just wanted to warn everybody that. That is not a local call. So, but we also have a chat room if you're on computer, and you can chat with us in the chat room. I've opened it up, and people will pop in there in a little bit. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about what my weekend was like. This weekend I was actually doing some work with friends and family and my good old buddy John McMullen from Journeys of Wisdom. He's over there off of 6161 Bush Boulevard in Columbus, Ohio. Wisdom unfolds into elegant truths, holding within them landscapes beyond imagination. That is their motto and what they do. I took an intensive there and was just, you know, it's you never stop learning. The learning process is something that always goes on and on. And I try to learn from all the different sages and all the different teachers and all the different students, and everybody has something to bring. We were actually working through a series called The Three Stages of Life through the 12 Archetypes. And so we actually ended up talking about the different archetypes. The archetypes, the 12 that we actually studied, were the innocent, the orphan, the warrior, the caregiver, seeker, lover, destroyer, creator, ruler, magician, sage, and fool. We all play these different roles at different times of our life. There's times where we're either one or the other. But the cool thing about it is that when we step into the shadow aspects of ourselves, we actually get to see the stars, we get to see the magic. As we know, the dark, you know, strives to get into the light, and we learn a lot more from our hurts sometimes than necessarily from our wins. Our hurts puts us in places and, you know, the frustrations and stuff that we have to go through and the shadow aspects of ourselves, you know, we learn very quickly, very fast, you know, what keeps us and what ails us. So that's basically kind of what we're going to do today with this show. We're going to move forward with that and talk a little bit about that. But I'm going to pull the card from the deck kind of how we always start, get the show rolling. I'm going to shuffle them here as I'm speaking to you. I'm cutting them here. All right. I pulled the wolf. Listen to your inner wisdom. Enjoy the gift for freedom. Powerful card, powerful totem. This card, in our Native American standpoint, our medicine wheel of the Nemanja, we believe that the wolf is actually in the north seeking spirits and heavenly beings. So we sit here in the north and we invite heavenly beings and spirits to come into our space and to share, you know, the knowledge and the stuff we want to do. So it's actually a great card. It's actually the high spirit card, you know, higher self card, where higher self is trying to communing with us constantly. Higher self never leaves our side. Higher self is always with us. And I can, you know, the evidence of that is that when we blink our eyes and when we take our breath, you know, we don't have to think about it. Higher self helps us and works through that. Higher self achieves to communicate with us, and we are working always to, you know, to communicate with higher self. That's what's really cool about it. I enjoy that. But, you know, today was an interesting day. Today is a special day for a lot of people. I was talking about that earlier, but Martin Luther King, you know, his history being a peacemaker. And being a peacemaker in this world in this time, it's difficult sometimes when you look to stand out and step out of your comfort zone and do the things that nobody, people talk about it. I don't want to say no one does that, but I think people really struggle to make a difference because they're not sure if people are going to listen to them or if people are going to hear them or if it's even worth it sometimes. You know, a lot of people, we see the fruit of our labors get pushed to the side and kicked around, and so, you know, we get beat up as human beings, and next thing we know, we get, you know, depressed, frustrated, or, you know, some of us prevail and we work through it and we do see the fruit of our labors. So it really varies in the situation we're in and how we work it. But Martin Luther King, I never met him personally. I met him through my school books. I met him through the quotes that I get on my Facebook. I've met him through different ways, a different type of, you know, relationship with him. In the great sages of the world, you know, Gandhi, Jesus, all these different sages were all teaching, you know, the same message, to the point where, you know, it was very valuable, very important to, you know, love and honor who we are as human beings. As, and for loving and honoring ourselves, we honor the world and we honor the people around us. Sometimes it's hard to give, you know, when your cup is empty. So when we, you know, I think Jesus said it the best, you know, when he said, "Father, they have forsaken me. You know, you have forsaken me, Father." And, you know, I always wonder what that conversation would be like, what was going on and what was actually said in return to Jesus, you know. I don't know if God would, how he would have responded to him, if God responded to him in the words as, "Son, I never left you. I've never left your side. And I've always been here. I just want you to know that." And I think that's when Jesus said, you know, "Father, forgive them." I think he was really saying, you know, "Forgive me, you know, for having the doubt and having that fear and having that situation." I don't know if he was really saying forgive. By forgiving himself, he forgave the people who hurt him and the people who, you know, put him in that position. But he was the lamb. He was a sacrifice. He, you know, and he did the things. And he also said that we would do things that are greater than himself. So we have gifts. We have these gifts. And I think we're just not using them to our potential sometimes. You know, when you compare yourself to Christ or you compare yourself to the great sages, it's difficult because sometimes we have these complex of worthiness. You know, are we worthy of having that type of power? Are we worthy to have that type of inner peace within us? I would say, yeah, you're very worthy of that. You're very worthy of that. I'm worthy of that. Why not? Why aren't we not worthy of that? It's there for us. It's there for us to choose to take it. It's also for us not to choose it. So, you know, I welcome you to think about that, you know, process that. Everybody has their own different, you know, spin on how they look at things and how they approach things. And so, you know, I invite you to think about that. You know, think about what the great sages of the universe and the great sages of our world were actually saying. Sometimes it's the space in between the words when it's spoken, what they're actually trying to, you know, communicate to us. Sometimes we read the literal word and then we get the there's a message there, but there's also a hidden message within that message. You know, and those messages are for higher self and for communion with ourselves. Some of us have the belief, and some of us come from a school of thought, that we are splinters and we are all the offshoots of the Creator. So if we are that, then we are also creators. How can I prove that? Well, look at the creations that you've created in your life. Look at the things that you've created, the things that you've manifested, the things that you perceive as, you know, I'm not sure, negative, positive. You know, look at those things. Look at those things in your life. I mean, there's aspects where it may look like you have no control over that situation, or you may not be enabled to direct things. But, you know, there's also times where by saying yes or no, you've had control. And by not committing to yourself and honoring yourself, and, you know, we find ourselves in situations. Why? Because we're either playing different aspects of ourselves. We're either playing the innocent. We're playing the orphan, the warrior, the caregiver, seeker, lover, the destroyer, creator, ruler, magician, sage, fool. We all play these different roles. We all play all these different parts. Some of us play some parts much more better than others. You know, I personally probably fall under the magician. You know, the magician's goal is transformation, you know, and bringing people together and working them into spaces that where they can understand one another and can commune with other people, commune with another aspect of, let's say, royalty or another group of the peasants, bringing them all together and being the fool and being that gesture, that court gesture. And but that's just an aspect of myself. And we all fall into different categories. So I find that pretty interesting. Because the magician also, its fear is also being led into the evil, the sorcery, the dark side of itself. It can't pull itself from that, and it gets lost in that. And its dragon transformation is to transform it and to bring it into a certain place. So the response to the task that we're trying to pull in that magician is to align self with the cosmos and to become part with the universe. That universe is ourselves, being within ourselves. Within ourselves are mysteries and untold stories and things that we can't even imagine. It's our own power, you know, our own gifts that we have inside of ourselves. So a lot of us play that, but a lot of us also, you know, have learned very, very well how to be, you know, destroyers. The metaphor of the annihilation of who we are and the beliefs. But from that annihilation and from that destroying, we also rebirth and we come back into innocence. And that's where we want to be. You know, even a child who is born of innocence and born pure and born of sin, regardless of how you want to look at it, has power. A baby knows when it cries, it's going to get fed. A baby knows if it poops its pants and cries, it has so much power over, you know, an adult. Yeah, are there adults who neglect child? But that's not where my point is. My point is, you know, when you are a baby, you're vulnerable to one extent, but you're also very powerful in another. And these are things that we learn, and we learn very quickly. And that's what we're here. We're here on this journey of learning and embracing and to finding out who we are. So everybody who's here, everybody who's on this radio show, anybody who's on the chat room, anybody who you've interacted with, they're there for you to learn from. You're there to learn from one another. And it's totally amazing and totally great. But all of us, I would believe that we are all creators. We are all creators, and our goal is to find the identity of our creation, how we create things, and how we come across and how we manifest things into our lives. Some people call it the law of attraction. And some of us, we just, you know, understand that we are just what we are. Some people believe that, and that's okay. But the cool thing about it is when we work with archetypes, when we work with different variants, and there's thousands of archetypes. Superheroes are archetypes. You know, you look at Superman. Superman is very strong, very powerful person, you know, in the comic book realm of the world, per se. If Superman didn't have Clark Kent, he would have a very hard time to understand what it would be like to be a human being, because if he was always Superman. So he had his alter ego that he could step into and become Clark Kent for a period of time to know what it like would be like to be human and to be vulnerable and to be into that space. But when he had to step into Superman, he could go into that without anybody knowing it. And the same with Batman, and the same with the Joker. You know, they all have, these are different types of archetypes that fall into this type of, you know, thinking. What archetypes? They are the arc. They are the bridge between things that we want to try to understand. The place that brings us into understanding. That's why it's an arc, not a straight line. It's an arc of the Archangel Michael, the Archangel Metatron, all these different things. They are the bridge between understanding who we are and understanding things that we don't understand. So I invite you to, you know, explore yourself. How do you use archetypes in your life? For example, vampires. If I conjure up the word vampire, it creates an illusion in your mind of what a vampire looks like. You know, a vampire is a charmer. A vampire, in order to suck your blood, unless it's a violent one, of course, but most vampires will charm you and, you know, seduce you and get you into the place. So we all do this. Every single one of us are vampires. You know, we all suck the life force out of something. I don't care if you're a vegan or vegetarian or a meat eater. We all have to eat. We all have to take from Mother Earth. So we suck from her breast and we eat from her. You know, we eat from her bosom every single day. So at some level, we're not a vampire. Doesn't have to be a negative connotation, but that's what we are. That's what we do. That's how we survive in this part. Our temple survives. Our spirit is here exploring. Our soul is here having this wonderful journey and exploring this planet through this vessel that you have, and trying to, you know, understand, you know, the universe, and trying to understand God. And, you know, one of the things, it's very difficult, because and this may be a limiting belief to some degree, if we were actually to understand the knowledge of God and the way he or she, which is no, there's no gender here, I think we couldn't handle it. I think we would just die. We just totally just couldn't handle that kind of knowledge. A good example of that is when Moses went up to the mountain to find God. Well, he found God, but he found God through a burning bush, a representation, something on the fire. It was too powerful for him to actually see God's face, to see the universe's, you know, strength and power. So there was a tone down. There was a little bit. And that's kind of how we do things. We see God through everything. We see, if you believe in God, and if you believe in Buddha, or you believe in Allah, whatever you believe in, you resonate. But you understand that there is some kind of connection between all these different aspects of spirituality that man has created in order to understand something that is much bigger than us. But we are a big part of that. The Creator strives to communicate with us constantly, every single day. That's why our higher self is always in communion with us, never leaves our side. You know, and our journey is to understand in the communication with the higher self. Connecting through higher self, we can connect to Source. And connecting through Source takes us on amazing journeys. And every day we do that. So I'm happy to report that I'm still working on that. I'm going to be working on that. And I have a long way to go, just like everybody who calls in, everybody who tunes into the show. These things just don't happen. So I just want you to just kick back and relax and just enjoy. So we're going to take a 30-second break here, and we'll come back and we'll start taking some calls. You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication and resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders. Welcome back to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, broadcasting live here in Columbus, Ohio, on a nice, somewhat getting darker as we speak, evening. So just wanted to kick back and relax with you guys, and just want you guys to share with us what's on your mind. We've been talking a little bit about the archetypes, the different stages, and, you know, a little bit about Martin Luther King, and just kind of hodgepodging around a little bit, just hitting some things. I talked a little bit about the classes I took this weekend, and it was just a kind of refresher for me and kind of things to understand. And, you know, you never stop learning, so those are the messages we're at now. So we're going to move into the chat here and start taking some messages. If you feel like talking, you feel free. If you have something to share, feel free. We invite you to do either or. If you want a reading, we just ask that the higher purpose you serve, God surprise us and return us to innocence. So with that, we're going to open up the phone lines. Hello, caller. Are you on the air?
Hi, Iggy. Welcome to 2014, and I'm so grateful that you had the time to take my call.
Awesome, awesome. Who's with us today?
This is Annette.
Hi, Annette. Welcome to the show. All right, cool.
Thank
welcome.
You. Yeah.
Anything you want to share with us?
You know, I really enjoyed listening to you talk about your experiences in recent life, and then kind of bridging that with archetypes, because I never really understood the term archetype. I knew what people told me they were, and that we all kind of fall into these little categories. So I guess I have a couple things. First of all, I was just horsing around, and no pun intended with what I'm going to say next, some cards that I've used to give readings with for a long time, and the horse card came up. I thought, I'm supposed to give him the horse, and then I thought, how cool that we're going into the Oriental New Year of the Horse here in 2014, so I thought that was really kind of neat. And the other card that I pulled for you is a card of victory.
Oh, sweet.
And I always thought, to me, horses were always, they represented strength. And I was trying to fit that into my head when you were talking about archetypes. My brain kept bouncing all over the place. So I figured I'd leave that for you to kind of match that with a particular archetype for yourself. But for you to know that this is a great year to find your strength where your ambition is concerned, and that Spirit is going to work with you to see to it that it is very victorious for you. And I just thought that was so exciting. I thought, oh, my gosh, this guy's got some great stuff coming up this year. So, woohoo for you.
Yeah, I've been floating around and doing a bunch of different things. I've actually, you know, sometimes you got to take the nasty plunge. You remember that commercial on the nasty plunge?
Oh, yeah.
People are just diving, just falling in the pool. And they're having faith and, you know, courage that the water is going to embrace them. They're hoping the water's there, too, probably, to some degree. And I kind of did that. You know, I just said, hey, you know what? If things are going to change, it's going to take my part in doing it. You know, things come in my path, and, you know, I can give excuses. But, you know, I decided that I'm just going to make 2014 the best year I could possibly go and just keep catapulting forward. You know, and I understand there's going to be some hardships along the way. I understand there's going to be some shadow aspects I'm going to have to, you know, visit. But that's normal. But I'm off to a good start. I'm pretty excited.
Awesome.
Thank you for the card reading, too, because, you know,
I
was born in 66, so that is my horse. Horse is my the Chinese calendar representation. And, you know, horse is a powerful, powerful creature, but the horse is also a creature who was preyed on. You know, a horse, you know, ran free, but it was also very vulnerable during, you know, when bigger prey was after them. That's why, you know, that's why they're skittish and they're always kind of nervous. They're always checking around and making sure, you know, in the pack they're cool. While they're by themselves, they're always like, let's make sure everything's cool around here, you know.
I did not realize you were a horse. That is really neat. That's pretty darn cool. Darn cool. Good for you. Well, this is what they say. It's going to be your year.
That's right, right. So you do readings, you say?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun, and I don't advertise it, although I could. I just don't think about it because I do so many other things.
Okay.
But every now and then, Spirit will just flood me with people that are seeking guidance. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be able to help. I'm grateful to be able to be there, and it just sort of makes life that much more exciting and fun.
Sweet, sweet. All right,
definitely.
Awesome.
Definitely. So if I may ask a question, is there an insight or some sort of guidance or information that you feel led to share with me at this time? And if not, that's okay too.
Yeah, what I'm feeling is that you're actually on the right path with things, that your joyful play with things is what keeps you going. You know, you're not like closed off to things. You're welcome to share. I just like how you did that. You know, just it was by invitation. It was really innocent. It was just nothing forceful. And I think that's what's, you know, good for you. I'm going to pull a card for you. I want to pull one of these, my animal cards for you. I just feel drawn to pull one. Let's see what we get here. Okay. Pull the squirrel. It says, gather your resources now, for they will sustain you through coming changes. Squirrel, you probably know a lot about squirrel. Squirrel is a an animal who prepares constantly, you know, is always, you know, but it also has fine its time to play. But it's one of those animals that, you know, you don't see that's never busy doing something. And its preparation is very important because while it's preparing, you know, it's ready for the winter, it's ready for the fall, it's ready for anything that could happen. But squirrel also is there to remind you to play and to have fun. You know, jump from tree to tree, go in the yard and mess around a little bit. Spring is coming. The squirrel is here to remind us that spring is coming. This is a big squirrel too when I'm looking at it. And we're all going to have changes. So the squirrel is also here to say, you know what, through these changes that are coming in your life that you may not even notice, they may be very subtle too. Change doesn't have to be, you know, such a boom and catastrophes and things, but change is also very subtle. So just, you know, take it, you know, when you see the changes start to occur, just embrace them, you know, and find the way to, you know, give thanks and gratitude to those changes and those things and to enjoy the moment while you're in them. Kind of like what you're doing today. Just you're in the moment. You're having fun with it and you're going with it. And that's what Squirrel's here to tell me and send a message to you. And just be more childlike instead of childish. Just be more childlike and have fun with it. Enjoy it. And I guess That's where the reading ends.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I liked it. And it's funny because I love watching the squirrels. I have a 70-foot pine tree that's right outside my window here and on the other side of the yard, and I watch them. Whenever I see suddenly the snow kind of flutter and fly, I think, oh, there's a squirrel. And sure enough, his big bushy tail goes flopping all over the place. And it's fun. It's fun. So thank you for sending
You're
squirrels.
Very welcome. No problem. Blessings.
Blessings back. Enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the squirrel card. The squirrel card is a very powerful totem. Now we have two cards today. We have the wolf and squirrel. How different are they? But yet they're both from the animal kingdom, and they both represent different things. One is, it works from the ground, and the other one works from the air a little bit, but can't come to the ground. I mean, there was a time when squirrels never had to leave the tree. We had so many trees in this country, you know, a squirrel could travel from one point to another point without ever touching the ground. And that's just amazing to even think about. I can't even imagine in the world having that many kind of that much trees. But, yeah, that's kind of – trees were a natural resource at one time where, you know, man used to come and travel and chop down the wood and, you know, from doing that, clearing space and clearing, you know, just changing the landscape around itself. I hope that at some point we learn from the animal kingdom that all those things have its limits at some point. Here's a good example. We used to live in another home where we're at, and we left that house, but down the road about a mile from where we lived, off by the river, there is a group of homes that were there. That was behind it was woods, wooded area. So there was probably a good 10 acres of land right there. I'd have to guess about 10 acres. Well, those 10 acres of woods are gone now. They totally just leveled it all. And I'm sure they're going to build apartments or office buildings there. And I drove by that, and I'm thinking, wow. You know, all that life has just been relocated. And in my father's old house where we used to live, a deer dropped me an antler. I had taken a picture about 3 weeks ago of a deer in my dad's yard. I was driving down the road. I pulled back around, and I got about 30 feet from this deer, and I took pictures, and I recorded it, and it had one antler. It had lost its antler either from a fight, or they do fall off from time to time. And so I thought it was the coolest thing. And I'm like, wow, he lost an antler. And I didn't give it much thought. So 3 weeks later, go backwards in time. Love, that was, which was last week. I'm helping my dad in his yard and, you know, cleaning up and, you know, getting things ready, you know, just sprucing up a little bit. And I go by the old labyrinth that my friends and I helped build. And then I get this feeling overwhelmed, just overwhelmed, like joyous feeling. And then I look over inside where we had one of these trees, that little tree that passed that didn't make it. Inside there was an antler. And I tell you, this antler was pretty big. There's pictures of it on Facebook. I got closer and closer to it. I picked it up, and I knew exactly where the antler was from. It was from the deer that I had photographed and, you know, recorded. And I tell you, I just started bawling. I just started crying because, number one, I was sad and happy at the same time because the home that we had left, we had been there 17 years, and the deer had been visiting us constantly over and over and over and just... And the emotions that just ran through my mind and through my body and everything, I just had flashbacks of all the wonderful things that we did there, the drummings, the sweat lodges, and the atsipis, the ceremonies, the fire ceremonies, the prophecy circles, everything that we did together on that property. It was just all like recorded on that antler. And I was just like, every time I touch it, it takes me back to those times because we did some magical stuff there. And, you know, and the deer, before we moved, at least a month before we moved, they showed up. I came home from work one night. It was like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I used to be in the restaurant business. And I look over to my left, and there's like these 20 deer in my yard. You know, they were all like back and forth, back, you know, there was three deer looking right at me. They were probably 50 feet away, and they were just making sure that the herd was getting across. And you can look across the street, and you could see from the windows, the people had their lights on, in the garden lights, those lights that flashed, you could see the deer walking past, and you can see just number. It's just, it was amazing. I was blown away. The other two deers broke away from the one buck, and the buck stood there until he felt everything was cool. But that buck and I have had this relationship about change and, you know, moving forward and going into new spaces and new territories and new adventures. The buck does stop by our house. There's droppings all over the backyard. And, you know, they got displaced from this, you know, 10 acres they probably lived in. And I was thinking, man, what are we going to do? What can they do? What's going to happen to them? You know, but you know what? They're going to be okay. They're going to be okay because, you know what, they adapt. And that's the thing about the animal kingdom. They adapt very quickly and very fast. Humans do too. But sometimes humans were resistance and we hold back and we don't have that, you know, that it's not that easy. You know, but deer, you know, think about it. A deer loses 10 acres of land. Where do you go? I mean, when you go, there's nothing but suburb all around you, here to there, and then there's a busy road. You know, it makes it very difficult. But the deer was there to, you know, to honor and to teach and to show me personally that, you know, life doesn't end because you moved. Life becomes what you want it to become. The deer says, you know, we have to move too. That we honor the things that you've done. So the deer have been a very powerful totem in my life, and I'm very grateful. I had a dream with the white stag not too long ago, and the white stag didn't say anything, just looked at me, and it just stared at me, you know, very proud. But I also, you know, looked at the white stag, and that was another archetype in my life, thinking, stand proud and stand in the light and honor the light, but honor also the shadow, because within the shadow you can see the stars. You can see the things you can't see when you're in the light. Sometimes we're so far in the light that we ignore the aspects of ourselves that need attention. So I'm pretty grateful for that, pretty excited. I'm going to go in the chat room here and see if we have anybody, people listening in. All right, I'm going to go to our next caller here. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello. What's
Hi.
Your name?
My name is Yvette.
Yvette, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I would like to get a reading from the
right.
Divine Spirit. And see what you guys
Very
have
good.
For me.
All right. Let me shuffle these cards up a little bit. These cards have been charged up with a lot of love. All right, may the highest purpose be served. All right, I pulled the mouse card. To be present, insensitive, and all the obstacles will be overcome. All right, so the mouse is actually, this is an interesting card, because on the medicine wheel of the Nemenha, or the people who I'm part of, the mouse represents...
Hello? Hello? I think we lost you.
Hello. I hope I'm back.
I
got disconnected, so I apologize for that. It just sometimes that happens. So
I
apologize for Blog Talk's errors there. But anyhow, I think we were talking about the mouse. Thank you for being patient. Thanks for staying online. Let me see if I can get myself back here in that train of thought, in that mode where I was at. You had that. You just wanted a general reading, from my understanding.
Yeah.
And I pulled the card, the mouse card. And the mouse card was talking about being persistent and, you know, all obstacles will be overcome. If you know anything about the mouse is a little thing, but mouse is also very, when you see a mouse, it can instill a lot of different things, a lot of different emotions into you. You've probably seen the aspects of mouse. When the elephant sees a mouse, the elephant freaks out.
Mm-hmm.
When people see a mouse, they freak out. They jump. Ah! You know, just different thing. It can invoke power. It means the mouse is much more powerful than we give credit to. With inside of you, there's aspects of ourselves who maybe there's a little bit of doubts and a little bit of things that we want to work with ourselves. And we want to be big. You know, the mouse strives to be a bigger thing that doesn't realize that it has its power within itself. But also in the medicine wheel, the Nemenha, we also have aspects of the physical side, knowing, the thing, the skin, the bones, the muscles, and understanding the different things. Mouse is also here to remind you to look at those aspects about yourself, how you're feeding yourself, what you're eating, how you're eating it, when you're eating it, to take care of your body. Mouse is here also to remind you of that. There are always going to be things in our lives that are going to challenge us. There's going to be things that are beautiful that are going to bring light to our life. Mouse is just saying, when you come into these obstacles and these challenges, not to worry, because in the end, you always have a choice of how you're going to move through it. It may not always be the outcome that you're looking for. It may not be the way that you want it to flow, but when we start to put our energy in a certain direction, it will flow exactly how it's supposed to be in that present moment. Mouse just wants you to understand to be in the moment, to understand to flow in the moment, and to understand that you have more power inside of you than you actually make you credit for yourself sometimes. So that's kind of what I'm picking up on the mouse, and I do apologize for being disconnected on you, but hopefully that gives you a little insight on what direction you're going. Mouse just wants you to keep plugging away and not to give up.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. Very welcome. Thank you for calling in. Now, our little animal kingdom is growing as we speak. We have the wolf, the squirrel, and the mouse, which is awesome. And the little guys are just as powerful as the big guys. A mouse can, can create havoc in someone's house if they're not controlled. I actually talk to the animals, and I always tell them, hey, guys, I have no problem with you guys living outside, and whatever you need to do, but, I really don't want to share my house with you. So I have this little dialogue with them. If you're in my house, we're going to have a problem. So if you don't want a problem, then you might want to move out. So at least they know. And, it may sound kind of mean. It may sound kind of rough sometimes. But, I also like, I don't want to share my bed with the mouse, quite frankly. But, they're cute and everything. But I just let them know. And they surely get the message. I haven't had any issues in this new house. But in my other house, it was a battle sometimes because we were kind of out in the country. And, they're doing their natural thing. They're burrowing and doing their things. So, sometimes we have to speak our voice and say what we're feeling inside, because we may feel small at times and we may feel like, no one's really listening to us. But, man, being small doesn't mean that you're not noticed. So when you're out there like the mouse and you're doing your job and doing the work and you're doing it proficiently and well, you're going to get noticed. You're going to get noticed real well, just like a squirrel. Squirrels, they can do that. Its properties are very, very detrimental work. Wolf, all these creatures, every creature in the animal kingdom has its purpose, it has its place. So I invite you to, understand and see life through their eyes, but also talk to them, because they do listen and they do understand you. Maybe not in a direct voice, but maybe through your higher source, higher self. Speak to them. Talk to them. There's always animals communicating to us every single day. Some animals are doing their natural routine, doing their natural thing, just going through life and doing what animals do, and we do the same thing. We drive on roads, we go to the store, we go down the street, we visit our friends and family. We're not doing anything that they don't do. They just do it differently. That's all. They just do it differently. They do it, in a different way. So I invite you to talk to the animal kingdom. I invite you to say, hey, what's going on? You know, we all have, these are just different types of archetypes. When you think of these creatures, they're just archetypes. They're just animal archetypes, and when we look at them, when we see wolf, it conjures up a feeling. We see a mouse, it conjures up a feeling. We see the squirrel, it conjures up a feeling. And sometimes it's very subtle, and very peaceful. I'm going to go into a little bit of a break here, and we'll be back in a minute or so, okay? All right, folks, see you in a minute.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Welcome back to With Insights Radio. I hope, I know I may have lost some of you through technical difficulties, but that happens sometimes, and there's just sometimes we can't avoid those things. It's how we react and how we respond to the situations and, you know, what makes us stronger. So I'm going to break down these cards that are in front of me, these three cards, and I'm going to place them according to how I think Spirit wants me to place them. I'm not exactly sure which one's which, but I'm going to flip over the Sky Father card now. Sky Father card is the mouse. The mouse represents, looks within. The mouse is saying, hey, look at me, look inside, look in your heart. Father protects you, Father's there. Father's pouring love and his energy towards you. Flip the other card around. This is the mother card. It's the red squirrel. The squirrel also is a look-within card. Mother saying, look within the mother, look within me, look within, you know, the things around you, and be part and be one with her. And so we got two looks-within cards today. And then we have a heavenly being and spirit card with the wolf. That's the central point. That's you. That's the person. Wolf says, listen to your inner wisdom and enjoy the gift of freedom. All right, so that's one of those things that we all strive for, some type of freedom, some type of, you know, freedom doesn't mean running around wild and free. Freedom also means the opportunity to express ourselves in a way that, you know, it doesn't hold us back, or we don't let someone else hold us back. Wolf is about heavenly beings and spirits, inviting those heavenly beings and spirits into our life and thanking them and giving them the opportunity to share their wisdom with us. So those are our three cards for today. And, you know, the show's coming to a close very quickly, and I want to thank everybody who called in today. If there's anyone out there listening and they still want to call in, there's still a little bit of time. 646-595-3440 is the call-in number. I look forward to taking your calls in on the chat room. If not, you can find me at iggygarcia.com, or you can find me at on Facebook, and Facebook has their facebook.com /... Iggy Garcia. You can find me there. And my name is Iggy Garcia, and you can look up for Hoop Watcher in the parentheses, then you'll find me. But, yeah, in closing, I just want to say, you know, it's been a good show. It feels like it's I can't believe it's almost over. We've flown through the time. You know, time goes fast. I spent a little portion of it, you know, trying to dial myself back in. For those of you who shared your thoughts and your emotions and your feelings with us, I want to thank you. Takes a lot of courage for you to express who you are and what's on your heart and what's your feelings. You know, I do my work from a very intuitive standpoint, a very open mind to just let things flow naturally. But other than that, I just had fun today and I had a great time. I want to thank everybody who had who gave me a reading for the horse. I thought that was very powerful. You know, the horse to me has never been a huge totem in my life. I've never really used the horse medicine too much. Let me see if I can pull up the horse. I have a horse in my card. I want to see what it says for me here, because I thought that was pretty sweet that I got a reading from one of our callers. I love when they call in, they share. That's what we do. Yeah, it's kind of funny. And it says, you always have choice. That's pretty sweet. The horse is about freedom. This is very serendipitous. This is very, there's no coincidence here. Freedom, you always have a choice. Let go of the illusion that you're somehow a victim. Know that you always have choice in any and every situation. Take responsibility for what consequences that choice, and stop holding on to the belief that you have somehow suffered through the endurance of circumstance of that choice. Once you fully allow the reality, you will automatically shift into expressing greater control over your life. You can choose to be whatever you want, to wander about or to stay in one place, to go forward, backward, even sideways, to be dependent, autonomous, to continue doing what you're presently doing or alter your course, perhaps to pursue spirit's calling. Wow. Your soul has made a choice to incarnate into the body in being one and being of the one you are. Once you surrender to that fact, it becomes even more difficult to play the victim. Your unlimited trust in life becomes magnified. You can choose to hear the respond or to the inner voice or quell it and run from it. So choice and choose. Do what makes your soul sing and do it with your gusto and passion. Additional associations, integrity, compromise, speed and agility. I love it. And I'm glad that my caller called in, gave me the horse reading. That was pretty freaking awesome. That made my day. That really made my day. It just talks about the path that I've been on, the direction I've been wanting to go with my life. I hope that I can be an example to others that you can do just about anything you want if you put your mind to it and put your heart and your spirit into it and you put trust in yourself, put trust in the higher source that things will work out. Will we have moments of doubt and fear? Of course. That's normal. Those are things that have, but we have to stay in that doubt and that fear and that shame and that, you know, that place that hurts us and holds us back. No. I believe that you can move through it as quickly as you want, as fast as you want, as possible as you want, however quickly you want to move through it. So I invite you to at least, you know, find the resources in your area and the people who you do. If not, you have resources like myself and the people on these shows to call in. You can find me at iggygarcia.com, and I'd be glad to work with you. One-on-one coaching, intuitive coaching, one-on-one readings, whatever you would like. I'm here for you. I'm here to serve. So with that, I want to close. Go out there, change the world. By changing the world, it means by changing yourself, changing your heart, changing the spirit, changing what's in your heart, inside of you. And accepting no outcomes and no results, just go out and do it. Just be in the flow. Flow down the river. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merry, 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 life is but a dream. Be soft like water. Because when you're soft like water, you can see the reflection of yourself and others. But when the water is turbulent, it's hard to see the reflection of others inside you and inside them and vice versa. So be soft like water. Let it flow. That's my closing. I want to say ho'oponopono. I want to give everybody a hug. And I want to say thank you for everything. You guys have been awesome. I really appreciate all that you guys do and all the things we do. So with that, I want to say good night. Have a nice evening. Fury Street.